Welcome, everybody, to another edition of NFL Hard Hit on the Everything in Super podcast. I'm your co-host, Eric, and my co-host tonight is Clint. How are you, Clint? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good.
Before we get started, I'll do the plugs. Listen to us every Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted podcast for the Unscripted Wrestling Show. With me, Daniel, Clint, and Doug, tomorrow night we'll be doing Tuesday Night in Texas. It's the 30th anniversary this week. We'll be reviewing that. Now, on Saturday night, probably, I believe, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I just have to double-check with my colleague, Doug. We'll be doing Unscripted Unlimited for Settle in the Ring for cartoons, debating Ninja Turtles, Looney Tunes, and Scooby-Doo. Will you be doing that show, Clint? Did you find out?
Yeah, I'll be doing it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
And you'll be doing Ninja Turtles?
Yep.
Cool. Listen to that on Saturday night, probably 6 or 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, listen to Mindy and Daniel for the Scaredy Cat. I'm not sure what they're doing this week, but Daniel will announce that tomorrow, probably. And then every either Tuesday or Wednesday for NFL Hard Hits with me and Clint, we'll be discussing week by week picks and reviewing, recapping the previous week. So with that said, we'll get started. I'll start with the Eagles game. I know you said you didn't see and watch much of it, but I'll see some stuff. The Eagles came unprepared. They looked like they thought they were going to walk all over the Giants. Giants came into that game, nothing to lose. The Eagles had stuff in the game because the Cowboys lost, and they couldn't take advantage of that. Hurts looked useless. He looked lost out there against the Giants defense that gave up 30 points to the Buccaneers 6 days earlier, Monday night. I'm not trying to compare the Bucs to the Eagles, but come on. They go away from the run game. I mean, I know they ran for over 200 yards, but still. What happened in the three previous weeks, and then you go away from that this week against the Giants? And then the bad play calling by Sirianni, especially at the end of the first half, they go for it instead of taking the points, instead of Hurts throwing it out of bounds and taking the 3 points, which at the end really cost us because instead of going for a touchdown at the end, you could have gone for the tying field goal and send it to overtime. But that 3 points, that field goal that we didn't go for, cost us the game, but was one of the reasons why we lost. But, yeah, it was an awful game. Probably one of the worst games by the Eagles this season, scoring 7 points. It was their lowest total of the year, right?
The first time they shut out all half and a half all year round. But,
yeah.
I want to put it this way. I look at it as it was bad coaching. I just think the players lost the game. And mainly it was the offense. Coaching had nothing to do with it whatsoever. Jalen Hurts threw 3 picks, looked awful, all coughing, tugging. They still have Jalen Rayler. Caught, dropped 2 go-ahead touchdowns, passes. The interception right before the half, that was a horrible decision. I mean, he ran the ball. They did whatever they wanted offense. It wasn't that. It was the fact that he was just inconsistent once he got into the red zone.
Yeah. I mean, in the first half, they couldn't move the ball because they couldn't. That last play in the first half was just awful by Hurts.
I mean, I understand. I don't think it was a lucky catch or anything else. Yeah, anything. But the coaches, Nick Sirianni, anything, did not lose that game. It was the players and the players themselves that lost that game. Mainly the offensive players. Defense played all amazingly well.
Yeah. It was just awful all around. Hurts had a bad game. Nick Sirianni coached a bad game. Defense kept us in the game. They were probably the lone, barely any targets to Devontae Smith. Jalen Reagor is soft as Ben Simmons. He is literally the Ben Simmons of the Eagles. He is soft as a pillow. You drop two passes at the end of the game that would have won us the game. But, yeah. What game do you want to talk about next, Clint? You want to talk about some of the Thursday night games? Thursday games?
How about we talk about the Raiders and the Cowboys? I mean, the Raiders, yeah, Raiders and Cowboys.
Okay.
I want to say this. I mean, let's put it this way. Right now, the Cowboys are off to a one-and-done playoff run. They'll probably win the East. But I'm telling you right now, whoever they get matched up, they're going to do what they always do, lose in a wild card weekend. So they're going to choke the game away like they've been choking everything else.
Yep. Summer in January.
I think these people are so excited when the Bucks won the championships, because that's typically the last time when the Bucks won the championship. Cowboys won the Super Bowl. Then once the Braves won the World Series, they got even more happy, because that's what? When the Braves last won the World Series, the Cowboys won the Super Bowl. And yet,
yep,
here they are just choking games away. And I'm not saying it, because I did pick them to lose the game this week, the last week. I just had a feeling that they was just going to choke on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, me and Stevie didn't pick the Cowboys, but we thought it would be funny if they would lose. They lost. I thought it was funny. I thought the Cowboys came out disinterested. They looked like they weren't ever going to come back and win that game. I know they were missing two of their best receivers out there, but still. You're at home. It's Thanksgiving. You should win. But, hey, they lost. I was happy. I was laughing. But do you think the Raiders can make the playoffs in the AFC?
I think the Raiders, I'll say this. I will think there's only one team coming out of AFC West this year. It's a playoff team. And that's going whoever wins it, AFC West. I think Kansas City would do it. I don't think the Raiders would. They had their chance and they blew it. So, yeah.
Yeah. When they played the Chiefs a couple Sundays ago, they got blown out. I don't know what to think of the Raiders. The Raiders are such a up and down team. One week they're good. One week they beat the Cowboys. The previous week they lose. They get blown out by the Chiefs on Sunday night. So I don't know what to think. And they'll probably lose to Washington this week. What else can you want to talk about? Let's talk about.
I didn't watch any like mainly Sunday games, so I know nothing about them.
Do you watch the Bills game?
Huh?
Do you watch any of the Bills
game? I saw the Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, the Bills came out and dominated the Saints as they should. After that pissed performance against Tennessee, they came out inspired and played like the Buffalo Bills, like we thought they would. The Buffalo Bills,
yeah. The
real Buffalo Bills showed up on Thanksgiving. I think the one against Indianapolis, I think they took the Colts for granted, too. They couldn't stop Jonathan Taylor, probably the best running back this year. And they just snowballed from there. But they came out, they bounced back, and now they have a big, huge game on Monday Night Football against the Patriots. And who would have thought the Patriots and Bills, this could be for the division? A couple of weeks ago, it looked like the Bills were going to run away with the division. Now, all of a sudden, it's a two-team horse race between the two teams, the old Patriots and the new king of, hopefully the new king of the AFC East and the Bills. The old king versus possibly the new king. Will the Patriots say, hey, we're the king? I mean, we'll get to our prediction for that game, but yeah, the Bills came out firing and played like the Bills. Lions and Bears game, that was okay. Lions lose on a game-winning field goal again. How many times have they lost like that this season? Like five? They lost like five times. Game-winning field goal.
Yeah, they lost to Chicago.
And then the Bengals dominate the Steelers, so they sweep the series there. It wasn't great numbers. I mean, Joe Mixon had two touchdowns for 165 yards, so he was the bright spot for the Bengals, but they still put up 41 points on that Steelers defense. Buccaneers and Colts, which was probably the game of the week. Brady versus Wentz. For half, Wentz went toe-to-toe with Brady, but then he had two turnovers himself in that game, two for over 300 yards. Jonathan Taylor didn't have the big game like he did the week previous. He had 83 yards for a touchdown. But Fournette had the game of the week, 17 carries for 100 yards and three touchdowns and seven catches for 31 yards and one touchdown. He had four touchdowns against the Colts after the Colts gave up six to the Bills, 38 to the Buccaneers. What else? Panthers beat the Dolphins. Dolphins beat the Panthers, which I called. I don't know if I put that actually in the pick'em, but I thought the Dolphins would win. Patriots destroyed the Titans. Falcons beat the Jags, 21-14. You said you didn't watch any of the 1 o'clock games or 4 o'clock?
No.
Let's see. The Jets beat the Titans 21-14. The Broncos beat the Chargers 28-13. That was a shocker to me. Packers beat the Rams. It was a pretty decent game. Rams lose their third straight game. Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford went toe-to-toe, both threw for 300 yards, 5 total touchdowns between the two of them. It was a fairly decent game, but the Packers, I think, basically, not dominated, but they controlled that game. The Vikings lost to the Niners, which I saw that coming. Do you see any of the Sunday night game?
No, I didn't really watch any of the Sunday night game.
The Ravens beat the Browns, and it was kind of a boring game, but Ravens found a way to win. And then you watched the Seahawks game?
Yeah. I was working Monday night. I didn't get a chance to watch that either.
Yeah, this game was fairly decent. Washington played well. Washington's been playing well lately. Russell Wilson had 2 touchdowns, 247. And Haneke had 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Gibson had over 100 yards rushing. J.D. McKissic had 1 touchdown. No, he had 2 touchdowns, 1 receiving. But, yeah, that was all the games. So let me ask you this. Should the Eagles trade for Russell Wilson?
No.
Would you trade for Russ?
Huh? What I think of Russ?
Yeah, would you trade for Russell Wilson in the offseason?
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? How about?
No, I would not.
Would you trade for any quarterback?
I wouldn't trade for any quarterback, do you see?
You would keep the first round picks that we have.
I would keep the first round picks that we have. Yes, I would.
I would trade for Russell Wilson, but I don't think we will, because I think Seattle's going to ask for a lot, and that it's going to be more than 3 first-round picks. They might ask for 4, or maybe even 3 first-round picks in the player. And at that point, I don't know if I would do that. Deshaun Watson, it all depends on his investigation. And how that goes. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a free agent. I don't see him coming here. I see him going back. I see him going back to California. Maybe. I don't. Do you think Aaron Rodgers retires, or does he go to a different team? Does he do a Brady and go to a different team?
I think he goes to a different team.
I'm trying to think what team he could go to. San Francisco? You think he goes back home? I know they just got Trey Lance, but you could always trade him. I don't know. If you had to pick a team, where do you think he might go?
Huh?
If you had to pick a team for our Aaron Rodgers, where do you think he might go in the offseason?
Good question. Depending on who needs what more.
I'm trying to think. What team.
Oh,
I would love him on the Eagles. Maybe the Giants. I don't see that happening. The Saints, I could see that. He goes to New Orleans. Miami? He goes to Miami and I don't know. It's intriguing to see where he would go. Maybe Denver with all those weapons. There's a lot of weapons in Denver. They just need a quarterback. And Bridgewater is a decent quarterback. So it's going to be interesting. I'm going to choose the player of the week. Let's see. Player of the week would be probably Leonard Fournette. And the team of the week for me would be the Bills. Do you have an MVP of the week, Clan? I know you didn't watch much of the game.
Yeah, I want to go with Hunter Renfrow for the wide receiver for the Raiders. That's my MVP of the week. And I'm definitely... Ah, man. And then I also want to go with the Bears. I think the Bears had an impressive win on Thanksgiving.
The team of the week? Okay. That's a good pick. Ready for week 13 picks? I know we already gave it in the Doug's post. But I'll bring it up. Let's see. Ready?
Yeah.
Saints and Cowboys. I have the Saints.
Yeah.
I think
the Saints.
Yeah, I think I could see an upset here. Cowboys are missing half their staff, right? And some players are missing. Cedric Wilson. Who else are they missing? Cooper and CD are back, right?
I don't know.
I think they're back. Dolphins and Giants.
Yeah, definitely going with the Giants to win.
I got Dolphins. I think the Dolphins. I know we need the Dolphins to lose, so we have to root for the Giants this week. Let's go with the Eagles and Jets. I'm going with the Eagles this week. I'm changing our routine and picking the Eagles this week. This should be a rout. It should destroy this team, but nothing comes easy with this Eagles team. So Colts and Texans.
I'm taking the Colts over.
Vikings and Lions. I got the Vikings.
So the
You got the Vikings? Yeah, you got it.
Yep. Yes, I do.
Cardinals and Bears. I got Cardinals.
I got Cardinals, too.
Bengals and Chargers. I got Bengals. You got Bengals, too?
Yes, I do.
Bucks and Falcons, you both have the Bucks. I'm pretty certain that. Right? Yep.
Yep. Yes, I do.
Let's see. Rams and Jaguars. I have the Rams.
So do I.
It should be a easy win for them, but never know with the Rams. Raiders and Washington. I got Raiders.
Yeah, I got Raiders, so.
Let's see. Ravens and Steelers. I got Ravens. You got Ravens, too?
Yes, I do. Ravens.
49ers and Seahawks. I got 49ers to keep on rolling. You got Niners.
Yeah, I got the Niners.
Sunday Night Football, KC and Denver. I got the Chiefs.
I got the Chiefs, too.
And the game of the week, Bills and Patriots on Monday Night Football from Buffalo, New York. I got the Bills.
Yeah, and I got the Bills, too.
I think we agree on every pick, but the Dolphins and Giants. I think that's the only one that we disagree on.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have the same picks. So, this should be interesting. Have any more final thoughts, Cliff? Or
no, I don't.
When we head out, go Saints. Ready to watch
yeah.
Saints. Taysom Hill run
that's
over the Cowboys.
Yeah. Go Saints. That's what I'm about to do now. Rest up.
Get some rest. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. Thanks, Clinton.
All right. You're welcome.
Later.
Bye. Later.